Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 210, entitled The Evil Surrounding Us. This is not an area of expertise for me, but I have always known that spirits are real. Just as the Lord God is ruler and creator of all spirits. By His grace, the Spirit utters the prophetic and gives me understanding. Though I am not a prophet, just a servant who loves Him with all my mind, body, soul, and spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that will speak what my finite mind can't comprehend. A speck or a grain of the depth of the mysteries of God. I have been listening to and reading the Master's Voice Prophecy blog, and at first many things were hard to bear. But I know and believe the things that Celestial speaks of are true. They align with the word of the Lord. You can even research and Google scriptures that have been condensed into one page, validating one another. There are incessant streams of knowledge available, and with God's wisdom and grace, I want to confirm some of what is spoken. In the book of Enoch, the watchers, full of tears and remorse, asked Enoch to intercede on their behalf. But as it is written, not only did they defile themselves with women and with men, but they also taught men witchcraft, spells, how to write, how to design weapons, copulating between man and beasts, and many other evils. This is why men still do experiments such as implanting a pig's heart into a man. But to get a better understanding of their heinous acts and what is to come, you must visit Celestial's site, as this is her area of expertise given of God. The watchers were told that they should have interceded for men, not the other way around. They thought that they knew all the mysteries of God, but He revealed to them that He assuredly determined that they only knew what He allowed them to. Well aware of the wicked sins that they would commit. The sons or giants that were born unto the watchers and women, when their flesh was destroyed, became evil spirits that were bound here on the earth, just as the watchers, their fathers. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst and cause offenses, And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against women, because they have proceeded from them. Enoch chapter 15, verse 11. Let me begin to affirm by the Spirit the evil that lies in the earth, dormant, but not in every sense of the word, waiting until they are loosed to walk openly among us. But these, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that counted pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cease not from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and hearts they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children, which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 12 through 15 of the King James Version. Most are pretty familiar with how the devil, Satan, came to be here. But many don't realize the depth of their banishment from heaven, and that they are here, whether roaming or locked away, just waiting. Earlier, as I spoke to the Lord, I was wondering why there are less stars in the sky. The Spirit spoke to me. They are being cast down. This aligned with revelation given of celestial of who the stars actually are, and that how eventually they will even outnumber us. Remember, Jesus confirmed that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming around on the earth and from walking around on it." Job chapter 1, verse 7 of the King James Version. Let us visit how the father of pride got here. Pay attention to why the Lord hates pride and arrogance. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Now in the Amplified Version, he is called the King of Babylon. Did you get that? For thou hast said in thine heart, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 14 of the King James Version. And again, how can the created overcome the Creator? Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub. from the midst of the stones of fire. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 15 through 16 of the King James Version. Here is an example of that free will given to all, showing a characteristic of the enemy and his desire and callousness to destroy others in his own self-destruction. With the knowing that right versus wrong is innate, so there is no excuse. And the angels, the sons of heaven, saw and lusted after them and said to one another, "Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and have children with them." And Samjaza, who is their leader, said to them, "I fear you will not agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of this great sin." And they all answered him and said, "Let us all swear an oath and all bind ourselves by mutual curses, so we will not abandon this plan, but to do this thing." Then they all swore together and bound themselves by mutual curses. Enoch chapter 6, verses 2 through 5. Now here is his reality check. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out in the earth, and his angels with him. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9 of the King James Version. These angels were and or are kept in chains for a time. But as Satan roams to and fro, be cognizant of this. Be sober, well balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 of the Amplified Version. As man abounds in evil, dark magic, murder, human sacrifices, and more, we are opening portals. The veil is weakening, just as the veil separating the Holy of Holies was torn in two. Number one, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 of the King James Version. Number 2. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. I am adding the next scripture as the consequence of mixing the holy with the profane. Men and women defiling themselves with beasts, animals, fallen angels, and the like. Sodom and Gomorrah were not just punished for their homosexual acts or lack of hospitality alone. even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Jude chapter 1 verses 5 through 7 of the King James Version. Remember, sin begets more deviant sin. And number 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a season. Revelation chapter 20 verses 1 through 3 of the King James Version. This scripture confirms, as it was told to Daniel, that knowledge will abound and people will run to and fro to find it. The revelation that I am being given is that this scripture also nullifies the excuse of being deceived. It has been revealed and confirmed that hell lies in the center of the earth. Let me reiterate that the fallen was cast down to earth, delivered into hell, and why the earth will be destroyed by fire. It is only held back of God. This in itself debunks global warming. And beside all this, between us and you, people, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to come over from here to you will not be able, and none may cross over from there to us. Luke chapter 16, verse 26 of the Amplified Version. Again, therefore Sheol, the realm of the dead, has increased its appetite and opened its mouth beyond measure. And Jerusalem's splendor, her multitude, her boisterous uproar, and her drunken revelers descend into it. Let me give verse 15 in the KJV. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. Isaiah chapter 5 verses 14 through 15. I may revisit this in more detail in another post, but know that judgment is coming as the doors are opened. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. John chapter 12 verse 31 of the King James Version. Take heed and be prepared while we are warned. With final confirmation for this post, for the warnings given through the prophets. Number 1. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck, in those days. For there shall be great distress upon the land and wrath upon the people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. And here it is, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Luke chapter 21, verses 23 through 26 of the King James Version. Number 2. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Luke chapter 21 verses 10 through 11 of the King James Version. And number 3, to the righteous, because not everyone will be raptured away. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And you shall be betrayed by both parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you they shall cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Luke chapter 21, verses 12 through 17 of the King James Version. Let me confirm this with what is found in 2 Maccabees, chapter 6 through 7. Many martyrs chose death over apostasy. Women who circumcised their children watched their babies being cast down headlong from a wall. People were being burnt alive. A really telling story was of the mother who died after witnessing each of her 7 sons being tortured and tormented. They also watched this happening to one another, but refused to reject Yah. They were tormented with scourges and whips, maimed, fried alive in pans over fire after their tongues were ripped out, mangled, and even their flesh being ripped off piece by piece from their bodies. This is not all-encompassing, and is why I encourage you to become intimate with the Spirit. Search the Scriptures for yourself that He may accept you at the day of wrath. As Jesus stated after all this, for His chosen, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Luke chapter 21 verse 18 of the King James Version. This is knowing that they can kill the body but not the soul. It is God that can and will cast it into eternal hellfire, to all counted unworthy and unrighteous. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.